Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, bringing a podcast today on the third of a series of six, looking at the elements in relation to ourselves and our minds. These podcasts are used for contemplation so that we can think a little deeper about ourselves in the contexts of different things. Today we're looking at the element of fire. This wonderful life-giving property in terms of the sun and the energy that bathes our beautiful planet. So we start this narrative looking at how fire relates to the other elements. When fire comes into contact with earth, we have the idea of the household fire, which allows us to cook and to prepare food, to keep warm, to light candles and create a type of ambience, to have, you know, beautiful live fire and fireplaces within the house. And then on a more uncontrolled nature, the idea of forest fires and how fire can all of a sudden destroy, you know, big swaths of land. So we pay big respect to fire because of its amazing ability to bring us well-being, but also bring destruction in a very short period of time. We think about whether we have fire in our homes, whether we light candles or create live fire for us to enjoy, or whether that is absent from our life. And there is a big relationship between the light of the fire, this bright energy which can increase our serotonin in the darkness of winter. Things like fireworks, lightning can all be very uplifting because it helps to create a bit of a brain surge for the serotonin release, bringing energy and light to the mind. So we think about our relationship to fire and what we have in terms of our homes. As we move through the elemental chart, we think about fire and its relationship to water. Here in New Zealand, we have amazing access to hot springs where the water is heated from the fire of the earth. These minerals that come up through this thermal energy can bring wonderful healing effects to the bones and the tissues. Likewise, as steam and mist moves through, it can bring types of nourishment to plant life through the air, through the warmth. And so fire and water have an interesting relationship where too much of the water aspect can put fire out, but equally it can bring a lot of wonderful benefits to us in our, you know, form of healing. As fire moves through the charts and moves into fire, then fire and fire together have a relationship actually to death. The cremation fire, where we light the fire that brings us to the end of our lives, is a very sacred element. Here in the West, we tend to hide it away. We often don't see the cremation, and so death becomes a taboo subject. But when we travel to places like Varanasi in India, where there is a huge industry around cremation, we see this beautiful sacred fire protected for literally thousands of years in one place. Wood is seen as a harbinger of fire. It holds fire, it releases fire, and it brings about transformation of the body. And so you can sit at the burning ghats and see amazing industry around the cremation. Bodies come 24/7 down to the ghats and are placed on huge pyres of wood. Generally, at the minimum, 250 kilograms of wood going up in smoke. And whereas we might see that as a a criticism, as a type of pollutant. People in India see this as a wonderful ceremony. And the wood and the ash gets rejuvenated into the soil and basically ploughed back into the fields. As fire moves into air, we see incredible power of lightning that can illuminate skies during storms. It's one of my favorite things to sit and watch a lightning storm. I find them absolutely fascinating. And I think that gives us the opportunity to really look at the wonderments of fire. Once, when I was a child, the lightning struck within 20 meters of our house, and the illumination was so bright pink, it really struck in my mind this amazing awe and power of lightning. And fire in the air can also be a very passive form. So when we see sunlight illuminated in the air, it can bring beautiful things like rainbows and amazing kind of optical embellishments, which we don't often get to see with our natural eye lens, but we can pick up on the camera lens, these beautiful flares of light. And that takes us, as we move out into space, to this amazing relationship we have with the sun. Old traditions saw the sun as a god, and in Christian traditions, the sun literally becomes a different type of sun, the son of God, rather than the sun in the sky. And the sun becomes this amazing tool for meditation and for contemplation. If we get up early and watch the rising sun and see it just as the sun peaks above the horizon, we can look into the boom of that amazing solar orb and see these incredible spears and flows of light. What I'm talking about is that in the very first few seconds as the sun rises, you can look below the horizon light and see incredible spectral play of light. Most people don't get to see the morning sun because they're too busy getting ready for work, but it is an incredible tool for meditation. And if we look at that area and really gaze, we can see incredible light play. And the same show happens in the last few seconds of the setting sun. In fact, any time that we're amongst trees, we can see this incredible play of color in the spears of light as the sunlight is broken up. So the sun itself becomes a really special tool for contemplation and meditation. The sunrise and sunsets, again, very beneficial to get direct sunlight to produce that serotonin surge that brings about happiness. As the sun moves into the element of the mind, which is considered as the most subtle of elements, we can think about fire as the sacrificial fire. And we can contemplate inner fires of the body, the fire of the mind, the fire of the heart, the fire of digestion. The fire of the mind is that illuminated intelligence that comes when we are inspired, when we see beautiful art or listen to amazing music or in the company of great people. We are inspired to make changes and to produce works ourselves. In terms of the fire of the heart, we can think about our heartfelt desire, not as something that is about pure self-fulfillment, but about our bigger mission in life, about the ways that we can help and be of service to humanity. So that passion, that pass I on, passion to do something greater than just self-serving, is an important part of our development as a human rather than just an individual. Also, the digestive fire, an important part of our health and well-being, but also thinking about how we can feed others, how we can invite people into our spaces to make nourishing meals, to share food and to share in the bounties that we are lucky enough to be party to. So today we looked at fire, from the ordinary household fire to destructive forest fire, from the hot springs and the steams of the thermal energy of the earth to the end of our life in the cremation fire, to the bright lightning that scours the sky, to the illumination of the sun and its majesty, and to the fire deep within us in the mind, heart, and gut. Think about fire as a type of meditative tool that can cleanse us by gazing at candles through trataka, through tratak, the gazing of the candle flame. And as we do these simple tasks of watching the various fire aspects, we think about ourselves and purifying the mind.